This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes a political economics column. He's in London watching the EU, the United Kingdom, the United States, and watching right in front of him, because London now is listening to a prime minister who had made remarks that seemed unambiguous, that July 19th was a critical date, that when it was reached, there would be, if not liberation, at least a relaxation of the mandates of the pandemic. And then I read from the subheads in the Daily Telegraph. This is a paper long associated with the Conservatives, the Tory government, so in no way is it looking to be difficult to the Prime Minister. Johnson urges use of COVID vaccine passports. COVID-related pupil absence hits new record high since return to class in March. Deaths set to hit 200 a day this summer. What you can and can't do from July 19th. We are condemned to a COVID no man's land, says columnist Cheryl Jacobs. Joe, I can't figure this, okay? You're in London. You see what's going on and how people are reacting. This is the Delta variant. We've been talking about it for weeks. It emerged perhaps dominantly out of the subcontinent, but it's now everywhere in the U.S. and Europe. Is Boris Johnson now going to open the economy, open transportation, open all of the parts, the institutions of the United Kingdom, or is he hesitating? Could there be a reversal here, Joe?
Good question, because, I mean, the backstory here is that we used to think that we knew what the answer was. Boris had committed his government to what he described as a gradual but irreversible reopening of the economy this summer. And in fact, to accentuate the gradual part of that, they have already delayed the final step of the reopening by a month. We were supposed to be having this conversation back in mid-June, and then they pushed it off by 4 weeks. Now, I mean, we're talking about here, in some respects, it might not seem like a huge difference because there is actually a lot that you're allowed to do here right now. They're lifting the final restrictions on nighttime entertainment, like pubs, nightclubs, and the like will all be able to open and operate at 100% capacity. There's talk about easing some of the mask mandates, and then, you know, lifting some of the final remaining social distancing restrictions that have been in place. But they're also dropping the talk about how this is supposed to be irreversible, because they are now concerned that because of the Delta variant, despite all of the vaccination progress they've made in the UK, that they're going to have to reimpose some of these restrictions later in the fall. And this is creating a real problem for Boris, because he was very heavily invested in the irreversibility of these measures. And if you're doing this reopening at the same time that you're saying that it might actually be reversible, that you could again have to reimpose it, exposes you to this question of, well, then why are you easing up now, if you're creating that sort of risk? And he doesn't have a good way to talk about that, because he's still kind of stuck on this idea that if they try hard enough, they might somehow be able to eradicate the virus, which is not realistic, but he's been talking about that for so long, he's kind of stuck with it now. And that really is what's creating all of this uncertainty about the reopening.
This is from the London Times. England's new wave of coronavirus could put 2,000 people in hospital every day for 6 weeks, the government chief scientific modeler has said, Professor Graham Modley, chairman of the SAGE modeling group SPY-M, said that the latest spike in cases threatened to place a considerable number of people in the hospital, et cetera, NHS overburden. Those were the details that drove the first shutdown of the pandemic in the spring of 20. What's changed, Joe? Or nothing? We just won't do it again? What is the opinion?
Well, again, I think that a lot is going to depend on what actually happens with those numbers, because the big two variables here. First off, the Delta variant, which is continued, now accounts for the vast majority of new cases that are being identified in the UK, is much more transmissible, but also seems to be circulating among generally younger people who had not yet come to their point in the line for the vaccination. But then the other uncertainty is, among older, more vulnerable people who have been vaccinated, will that vaccination break the link between the virus and hospitalization and death? Because remember, all of these restrictions originally were supposed to be about protecting the health system so that it wouldn't be completely overwhelmed by a surge in COVID cases at one time. And it might be that they would be able to continue with the reopening if it turns out that that is, you know, that they are able to avoid that even with more people testing positive for it. But I think that, I suspect that what the modelers are having a bit of trouble knowing with any certainty right now is what actually is the relationship between infections and hospitalizations and death, given what they're learning about the Delta variant and then also what they're learning about how effective the vaccines are or are not against it.
I note on BBC Radio 4, which is the agreed upon listen to the government's opinion and then criticize it, the modeler, the professor said, the intention is not to introduce a lockdown for this peak. Then we're going to see a natural peak and may well be long and disseminated. So even if we don't get up to very high numbers, the numbers we get to might last for several weeks, 6 weeks or so, in which case there's still a considerable burden on healthcare. Joe, huh? We'll come back to this when we talk about London and the parks. But having read that paragraph before I read it to you and just now, I don't get it. I think that they're going to wait and see. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London for political economics. When we come back, the EU is also observing these temporary transitory inflation numbers. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.